Welcome to the Behind the Headlines Radio Roundtable. I'm Eric Barnes, publisher of the Memphis Daily News, joined today by Mike Wissman, mayor of Arlington, Ken Hoover of the Germantown School Board, Greg Ritter from the Millington School Board, and Bill Dries from the Memphis Daily News. We're closer and closer to getting clarity on how the various suburbs that you guys represent in your various ways are breaking away. You, Arlington, has a signed agreement. Are you happy with the deal that you have signed?
It was a difficult process. It was fragile. There were times I thought it wasn't going to happen. But right now, yes, we're happy with the agreement that we're moving forward with.
Was it more expensive than you thought? I mean, why don't you outline the terms of the agreement just in broad numbers?
The terms of the agreement are we will pay a total of $4 million over 12 years, which breaks down to be $333,000 a year, roughly. It does issue the deeds to the buildings to the municipality. But there is a reverter clause in that, and they're saying that if we're not an LEA, which is a school system, within 25 years, then those buildings revert back to the Shelby County Schools. But during that time, there's no way for the school board to really dictate how we use the buildings or in that
right.
issue. So, but we need the buildings, and that's
right. And technically, the money is going towards retirement benefits from Shelby County Schools. It's not really a purchase of the building in mm-hmm. terms of the legal.
Nothing is tied. I mean, we made sure that we were clear on that. This is nothing tied to the purchase of the buildings. This is more. There's OPEB requirements, which is
right.
post-employment benefits,
right.
health insurance, life insurance,
right.
that Shelby County and Memphis have underfunded for years and years and years, and they've made some strides forward in the last couple years, but this helps contribute to those funds.
And let me put you on the spot, Bill. Where are we with the various suburbs having signed agreements as we, you know, tape this Friday morning?
Well, all of the four agreements that we have are at some part in the pipeline. They're all awaiting approval from the various bodies, and it looks like the final approval for these four agreements, Arlington, Lakeland, Bartlett, and Collierville, will probably go to the school boards in those respective school systems as the final step, simply because those school board members take the oath of office starting next month, it looks like in some cases, possibly later this month.
Okay. And Greg, let me bring you all in. Millington has not signed an agreement. I guess you guys are in negotiation for an agreement
that yes.
looks, sounds, and smells similar to the one that Mayor Wissman just described.
Absolutely, yes. We're in negotiations to get our deal
okay.
with the Shelby County School Board.
What is your sense at this point? I mean, a sense of relief, a sense of, you know, Millington's been fighting this.
It's kind of like Mike said, it's been a long time coming. Anytime you have a compromise, you walk away feeling like there's a little bit left. Nobody's 100% happy with what happens, but at least gives us something to... The sense that things are settled and we can now move forward.
All right. And Ken, you all are in somewhat different shape. And I mean, I assume you're in conversation with the school board, the Shelby County School Board, about a deal similar to this. But you've got the whole wrinkle of the three schools mm-hmm. that the school system wants to hang on to.
Yeah. So I think most of the school board members will be installed on December 2nd. And okay. it can't be before December 1st. So I think everybody's going with that Monday, December 2nd. So we don't exist as a school board.
Okay.
We're not a party to the conversation at
okay.
this point.
Okay.
And the leadership in all of the municipalities, including Germantown, is conducting those negotiations. So, yeah, clearly, the city of Germantown, the community of Germantown, has always said we want all eight buildings. We would like to continue serving the children that attend school in those buildings. The Superintendent Hobson's proposal or the staff plan mm-hmm. said the unified district needs to keep three of those buildings. That's a huge issue, and it's incredibly emotional
yeah.
in Germantown. There's tremendous anxiety around this topic, and how it gets resolved, we still don't know.
That's all the time we have this week. Join us again next week.